following is a presentation from your friends at Forcecast.net.
It's the Forcecast.
Home to the official podcast of TheForce.net.
I feel the Force.
And RebelScum.com.
You Rebel Scum.
A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
Star Wars toys!
Kenner's new Star Wars Death Star Space Station.
Star Wars The Empire Strikes Back Collection.
They're built for heavy battle action. They go right back together again.
Now you're playing with the power.
Star Wars Power of the Force.
Action figures each sold separately.
This is a Forcecast Collector's Cast.
You're listening to the Forcecast Collector's Edition. It's April 2011. I'm James Burns.
I'm Dan Curto. We're finally back, getting into the swing of things.
Yep, with a regular show, with all the news from around the world. There's lots going on. There always is lots going on, but this, we're playing catch-up a bit, because we haven't done a regular show for around about 2 months while we've been filling in with all the information from Toy Fair.
Right.
So we're playing catch-up.
Even this show isn't actually a regular show for us, since, as you'll see, it's got a lot of bits that were recorded at various times, and we're compiling it all together into one big show that hopefully will be entertaining.
Yeah, we hope so. We're going to kick off from news from around the world, from all of your favorite Star Wars collectible licensees. We're going to kick off with FX. FX have got the Luke Skywalker reveal lightsaber coming out very, very soon. It was pre-ordered a couple of months ago. And what they've announced is that they're shipping with that lightsaber will be an exclusive 6x9-inch print of Jerry Vanderstelt's compelling Knights of Passage piece, which is being made by Acme Archives.
Well, that's really nice.
Yeah.
This is the lightsaber we saw at G5, correct?
That's right. This is the first in their reveal line, and this obviously is the lightsaber that we're going to see in the deleted scene.
Deleted scene, exactly.
From Return of the Jedi, which we now know is coming out on September the 16th, the Blu-ray set. And then next up is the Darth Vader helmet. They're bringing this out in two different versions. If you're listening to this, unfortunately, the Legends edition, which there's only 250 of, has already sold out. And the limited edition of 1,000 will have gone on sale by the time you're hearing this. There may be some left. If not, check with your favorite internet e-tailers and see if they've got any. But this is a Darth Vader helmet that's been cast from the vintage molds directly from the Lucasfilm archives, which are believed to be Rick Baker's original molds from 1977. So this is a really, really cool piece. Very, very much a collector's piece, this. Moving on to Gentle Giant, there's lots of new pre-orders coming from Gentle Giant.
A lot of stuff was revealed.
Let's start with the jumbo 12-inch Kenner figures that have been announced. No surprise, really, in what they've announced, because we know that, you know, 2011 is all about getting the original 12 Kenner figures out.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been told now, we can pre-order now, the Jawa with Cloth Coke. Sorry, we can pre-order now the 12-inch Jawa with cloth cloak, even.
And he's not actually 12 inches.
No, he isn't, but it's 12-inch scale.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
No information yet whether they're going to do a Jawa with a vinyl cape, but I'm pretty much convinced that they will, and that will be a
I think they should include it just in the same package.
No, they're going to do it as a Premier Guild membership exclusive, I'm sure.
Oh, okay.
In the same way that, you know, they've done Han, Big Head, and Small Head variants.
Right.
So I'm sure there's going to be two different versions of the Jawa. So also available to pre-order is Obi-Wan Kenobi from that line, and the Death Squad Commander.
Well, I like to call him Ben Kenobi.
Ben Kenobi, yes.
Yes.
Because that's what...
Old Ben is what I grew up with.
Correct. Exactly. So there are three of those that are now available to pre-order. And then we've got a Darth Talon 12-inch statue as well, which looks pretty nice. So we're going to see a Kit Fisto mini-bust. This looks really, really nice.
Now, this is a Revenge of the Sith.
Yes.
Kit Fisto.
Yes.
You can tell by the face and the eyes.
Yeah.
And, it's got a nice dynamic pose to it. Got the lightsaber. Yeah, it looks pretty sweet.
And it's nice, you know, for a change, for us to be seeing a mini-bust. Because, you know, we don't see that many of them. Yeah. Yeah. Talking about mini-busts, the Premier Guild membership for 2011 has just been announced. And there's going to be three different busts available. For people that don't know the deal, you can join for $60 and you get a free bust thrown in for that. This year, we've been told that there'll be three different busts to choose from. There'll be two Star Wars busts and one Marvel bust. Because Gentle Giant's got the license for Marvel. So where we are today, we know what two of the three busts are. We know that the Marvel bust will be Spider-Man.
Yeah, in his black symbiote costume.
Yep, and we know that the first of the two Star Wars busts will be Darth Maul, shirtless Darth Maul.
Yeah, this looks fantastic.
Yeah, I think so.
I remember seeing this when it first came out. It's like, wow, I don't even care what the other two are. This is the one that I would get.
Yeah, so that looks really, really amazing. And I would think a lot of people are going to be wanting to get their hands on that. It's the you know, previously we've only ever had we've had two other Darth Maul minibusts. One was the holographic one, which was an exclusive, and then the other one was him from Phantom Menace, obviously, but wearing his cloak up.
Right.
It'll be nice to have this.
So this is the second time, well, third technically, I suppose,
yeah,
that they are doing the character.
Yeah.
And, you know, since he's going to have a big year next year, makes sense that they would want to revisit him.
Correct. You know, next year really is going to be the year of Darth Maul. Obviously, episode one in cinemas with the 3D re-release. And obviously, we're going to be seeing him on all of the packaging.
Yes. So that was another surprise that has come out after Toy Fair, was the packaging.
And just to clear up, and I think we mentioned this on the last show, but it's worth just repeating, is that the vintage line is continuing. There will be no change to the vintage packaging in 2012.
Right.
So the only Hasbro lines that you'll see a change to the packaging on in terms of the Darth Maul packaging will be the Saga Legends line and the Clone Wars line.
Well, I wonder about that, James, because you know how Hasbro is doing this sort of fourth line, the Shadows of the Dark Side,
yes,
where it's like a vintage collection that is not in vintage collection.
Yeah, okay.
And it's not really Saga Legends. It's,
yes,
sort of has no name, so they've,
yep,
been calling it Shadows of the Dark Side. So I'm thinking that we might see the Darth Maul design, if not the character, on some of these. Well, we don't know yet. And honestly, I think I mentioned this before, but honestly, I think it's way too early to be revealing the packaging for 2012.
And we said already that I don't get why they announced this a couple of weeks after Toy Fair. It was just a really, really bizarre thing to do.
Well, anyway, I think it's strange, and it should. We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, this should have been a San Diego announcement. But anyway,
I would even say don't even reveal it until next year.
Yeah, maybe.
You know.
Back to Gentle Giant. The final thing that they've put up for pre-order, yeah, is the female Stormtrooper statue. Now, this female Stormtrooper actually has a name. Her name is Jess Gistang. She's a female Corellian who served as a Stormtrooper in the Imperial Galactic Army and was the heavy artillery expert in Joker Squad. So we've had her released as a 3¾-inch figure.
This is part of the Star Wars Legacy comic book. She had an,
yes,
appearance in there. And it's an interesting choice to do a femme trooper.
Yeah.
As anything, really, but as a statue, and she has different heads, too,
yes,
correct?
The regular release will feature her just with one head, and the Premier Guild membership exclusive will come with two different heads.
Right, right. Interesting choice of character to do, because,
yeah,
she's not very well known, I would imagine.
She isn't, but in terms of a Stormtrooper statue, they've already done a regular Stormtrooper statue, they've done, surprise, surprise, a black hole Stormtrooper statue, so... Exactly. So I guess, you know, where else do you go with that? So this is a nice addition to that. I don't know. I think it's going to be pretty popular.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so. The fan reaction so far has been quite positive to it. So
cool.
We'll see. And then shipping in the next 30 days from Gentle Giant, we're going to be seeing the Clone Wars Kit Fisto animated maquette, which looks absolutely awesome, and it's got an edition size of 750.
Now, is this the one from the current TV show, or is this the one from the old TV show?
No, this is the one from the current TV show. We,
okay,
we aren't seeing any Clone Wars maquettes from the original TV show at all. We haven't seen any of those for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Next up is Shae Vizsla from Star Wars The Old Republic. It's a Bounty Hunter maquette. It will only be available from Star Wars Shop for the first 90 days or so, and then Gentle Giant will be holding some back for their Premier Guild members. It's got an edition size of 900.
Mm.
And then the last two items that are shipping are Han Solo 12-inch Kenner figure. This is the jumbo Kenner figure that we've,
right,
been talking about.
Yep, two heads.
There's a big head and small head version. That's got an edition size of 2,500, a total edition size, so for both the big head and the small head versions. And Chewbacca's also coming out, and he'll have a total edition size of 2,500 as well.
No, there's no no variant to him.
No variant there, no.
Okay.
So, I mean, what they've done with the variants is they've pretty much copied exactly what Kenner did back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, there's you know, lots of different small variants, but the main big ones is the
yes.
one that they're focusing on.
Yeah.
I can't wait till they haven't done the droids yet.
No, they haven't. We haven't seen those. They haven't been announced yet either. So I'm guessing that I think those are the only two that we're waiting on to round up the first 12 figures.
I'm trying to think back. Have they? They've done the Tusken Raider.
Yep.
The Jawa.
Yep.
Ben. Stormtrooper.
Yep.
Death Squad Commander.
Duke. Leia.
Leia.
Han. Chewbacca.
Han. Chewie. Yeah. So we got the droids left.
Yep. And Stormtrooper.
Well, they did the Stormtrooper.
They did the Stormtrooper on an Empire card. But we haven't seen
that's
the Stormtrooper
right.
on a Star Wars card.
Now, are these going to be in stores? I remember that came up, yeah.
A limited supply will be. I think that was discussed.
Yeah, I remember during Celebration that this was talked about, but I don't remember any updates on that.
No, fair enough. Moving on to Hasbro. Let's talk about the UK first, because Hasbro issued a statement last month in March, saying that we've received a lot of inquiries about the availability of Star Wars vintage figures waves 3, 4, and 5 in the UK. We would like to reach out to collectors and confirm that both waves 3 and 4 did come to the UK, and these waves should start turning up on shelves at Toys R Us. Unfortunately, we are unable to bring wave 5 into the UK, but many of these figures will be featured within other waves of vintage figures which will be available to collectors in the UK throughout 2011. Now, since that statement was released, Wave 4 has turned up at Toys R Us, and also turned up as being JotoCast, and if you spend more than £20 on any Hasbro stuff, you're getting JotoCast free.
Nice.
Which is pretty nice, pretty unexpected.
That's at Toys R Us over in the UK.
Yes. Now, it's weird, because in the Q&A, you know, from last October, when we asked about a whole slew of exclusives that were coming out, including JotoCast, including RG86 and Cad Bane, and lots of others, we were told that we wouldn't be seeing those in the UK. And now, all of a sudden, we're getting them.
Well, always in motion, the future is.
It is. But, you know, a lot of fans have gone out and bought those, you know, on eBay or from e-tailers and, you know, spent more money than they would necessarily have had to have spent, bearing in mind that they're now available, you know, directly at a UK store.
Right.
But one of those things, as you say, always in motion, the future is.
Yeah, yeah. Spy reports, the Holonet slicings, if you will.
Yep.
Yeah, there's a ton of stuff. Where do you want to start? Vintage? Clone Wars?
Let's start with Vintage.
Okay. So, Vintage Wave 9, we actually saw part of this wave in the Hasbro presentation at Toy Fair. Basila Shan, the Echo Base Trooper, and Ponda Baba.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the other half of this wave is said to be Darth Maul,
yep.
Jar Jar Binks, and R2-A5.
Mm.
So Darth Maul and Jar Jar Binks obviously are from the Phantom Menace, so one would assume that those are the Phantom Menace wave that had been shifted around, so those are entries from that. And R2-A5, I imagine, is just a repaint of one of the Build-A-Droids.
Yeah. Now, by my reckoning, this is going to be the penultimate wave of 2011. So we've yet to see Wave 10, and Wave 10, you know,
right.
should consist of five figures.
Yes. I think there's been a lot of questions about the breakdown of the waves for the year. So, I mean, there will be some answers coming in the future Q&A session. Which is returning, I'm told.
Yes.
Actually, in the last show that we did, there was some question about the Q&A, and since that was recorded, it has now come out that, yes, they are trying to bring the Q&A back. They're just trying to put some final touches on the schedule, and, yeah, very excited to participate in that again.
Yeah, very much so.
But anyway, yeah, a lot of people are trying to figure out the math for the upcoming year. And these six figures will be part of that. So I think the count is now 29.
I thought it was 30.
Yeah, 30. Well, close to it.
Yeah.
Because there are three that we didn't know.
Yes, that's right.
If of course this rumor list is true.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that, I mean, no real surprises, to be honest with you. I think, with the exception of R2-A5, I mean, Darth Maul and Jar Jar Binks have already been commented on in the past.
Yeah.
But it's nice to see a little bit more, you know, buzz about these particular characters.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the Phantom Menace fans have been waiting to see when we're going to get some vintage love for those characters.
Yes. They'll be the first figures on Phantom Menace vintage cards.
That'll be interesting to see how that mm-hmm. works.
And then from the Toys R Us computer in the UK, we've got four items that have been revealed. We've even got SKU numbers for these. First one...
Rumor? Maybe not.
Yeah, exactly. So the first one is a Clone Wars Commander Blackout figure.
Right, right. This is a repaint of Commander Jet, or the Special Ops Trooper from that Target 2-pack came with... I think he came with the Geonosian.
Yes.
So now the zombie brown, it'll be in like a dark gray color. You know. So that's cool. You know, another clone.
Yep. And then the next up is again Clone Wars. It's the Assassin Spider Droid with a clone.
Yes. This I believe is going to be in the little deluxe mini rig vehicle line. We haven't seen it yet, obviously, but I imagine it would be the Spider Droid from 2002.
Yep.
Or maybe a tweaked version, I don't know, and then a clone, probably perched on top of it, shooting down in Revenge of the Sith.
And then next up is one that's got us a little bit puzzled. This is a video game five-figure pack. Now, when we spoke to Daryl earlier in the year, he said to us that we'll be seeing two figure packs in 2011, one from the Old Republic and one from The Force Unleashed 2. So we don't know which five-figure pack this is yet.
Right, and I have to be honest, I have not been keeping track of the characters from the Old Republic other than Shae Vizsla. So there's a lot of surprises that we're sure we're going to see when the game comes out, when this is revealed, and you know, we'll just have to wait and see. If it's Force Unleashed 2, I can name a couple characters that I would imagine we'll get another Starkiller in there.
Yeah.
But hopefully we'll get a nice mix and not so many troopers.
Yeah. Now, bearing in mind, the last video game assortments that we got from Toys R Us featured two different packs from The Force Unleashed. I'm wondering if this is actually an assortment of two different packs again, one from the Old Republic and one from The Force Unleashed 2.
I think so.
Which would make some sense, actually. So rather than it just being one pack, it's the same assortment number but for both packs.
Right. Well, those original Force Unleashed packs were going to be part of the Legacy or just regular Legacy collection.
That's
but then that line got ended, so they took those figures and put them as a multi-pack with a couple of troopers.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think the format of the five-figure packs have done very well for Toys R Us is with the video game characters, so they definitely want to see more.
Yeah.
And what better time?
Yeah, no, completely, completely. And then we've got a new wave of Clone Wars figures on the rumor list.
Yeah, well, there's actually a few different ways. I can't remember if we talked about this.
No, we haven't. We haven't, actually.
Let me call up my list here.
Yeah, I think there's actually three ways of Clone Wars figures that we've seen rumors for over the last few weeks.
All right, I've got them all here. I'll just read off real quick. Stacy Tin, Savage Opress, not a surprise, we knew about that one.
Yep.
Plo Koon, I don't know what would be different about this one. It could be just a repack of the one that came with the speeder bike, I don't know.
I think it's super articulated with a new mask, from what I've been told. But.
Interesting, okay. Kit Fisto, Cold Weather Gear, Serapas, one of the bounty hunters.
Yep.
A stealth clone trooper, Captain Rex with a jetpack. O.C. Sobek.
Yep.
Even Peel.
Yep.
Captain Keeley. K2B4, the Citadel Tactical Droid.
Mm-hmm.
ARC Trooper 5, Citadel Commando Droid. ARC Trooper Echo.
Mm-hmm.
Adi Gallia. Captain Tarkin. OOM-10, a reprogrammed battle droid. So he's one of R2's, servants.
Yep.
Clone Trooper Corporal Comet. Chewbacca. Sugi, ARC Trooper Commander, the yellow guy, and finally Tarful.
Wow, cool.
Yeah, so those are the rumored three waves that we are going to see supposedly by the end of the year.
Now, if those all come out, it pretty much completes all the bounty hunters. We're getting pretty much most of the major figures from the Citadel episodes. I think, you know, a lot of Clone Wars collectors will be very, very happy with that.
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously a lot of different repaints in this wave as well. So, I mean, it's cheap and dirty figures for Hasbro to do, and then in addition to those, we'll get some brand new ones. And there's a lot of names in here that I hope turns out to be true. Tarkin, Chewbacca. I'd love to see an animated version of Chewbacca. That'd be
interesting cool. That there's not any others from the Night Sisters trilogy.
Well, yes, keep reading.
Yeah.
We got some battle packs, don't we?
We do. Let's just run through those. Before we run through those, actually, I just want to take people back to... Let's go back to January when we did our spotlight with Daryl, because we asked him a question. Carl sent in a question whilst we were actually recording about Grand Moff Tarkin, and we actually posed that question to Daryl. And we actually edited it a little bit because, you know, Daryl may have let something slip a little. When we asked him about the Tarkin figure, he was a little bit hesitant. And now we know why, because when we threw out, are we getting a Tarkin figure in 2011, the answer was yes, but he was a little bit unsure whether we meant in the Vintage line or in the Clone Wars line. Do you remember that?
I do, now that you're saying it. Yeah. I think he was trying to not do any reveals, because I don't
Correct.
Think at the time Tarkin was announced as having was going to be in the film.
Correct. We had no idea at all. So we were genuinely asking him for the Vintage line, and he did confirm that we would see that within an 18-month window. So hopefully
we'll be getting two Tarkins.
Yes, an animated version potentially, and also, as Daryl's confirmed, a Vintage Tarkin as well.
That'll be great.
Back to the battle packs, sorry.
Yeah, so, battle packs that were revealed in this latest rumor report from Jedi Temple Archives, Delta Squad, which is the four characters, Boss, Fixer, Scorch, and Zev, Maradun Defense, which is the planet of the lemurs.
Yes.
Right? So Commander Bly, which is good because he's a difficult one to track down.
Yep.
Lockbird, T, Wat, Ka, and Wag 2. I have.
Can I have some rice with that, please?
I have no idea. I don't know where they come up with these names, but so those are those guys.
Chinese restaurant menu, perhaps?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Kamino leaders, Commander Colt, ARC Trooper Commander, ARC Trooper Captain, ARC Trooper Lieutenant. Very, very generic. I find it interesting because we're getting Commander Colt on a single card, and that's actually a repaint of the Commander Colt concept figure that we got in the ARC Troopers battle pack. So now we're getting another one.
Plus, Toys R Us had the exclusive Commander's pack as well.
I'm kind of not looking forward to this. But we'll
it's a rumor. It's a rumor. It's a rumor.
Exactly. The next one is Vasic Infiltration with Kit Fisto, Commander Phil, and other figures unknown. So, okay, we'll just have to wait and see on that one. But then, in the non-rumored announcements, there's another battle pack that was announced since our last regular show, and it's the Army of the Republic, which is essentially four clone troopers, two whites, 501st Legion blue, and a 212th Battalion yellow.
Yeah.
That's in stores in the U.S. now.
Okay.
It's a troop builder set, so if you're looking to troop build, though, that's a good way to go.
And of those four figures, are any of them any different?
I haven't picked it up to check myself. I mean, just quickly glancing at it, they all appear to be 100% repacks of figures that if you're buying one of every Clone Wars figure you have already. So it's a troop builder set for sure.
Okay.
For kids of all ages, if that's what you're interested in. But if you're just like a one of every figure, you can probably skip this set.
Okay, fair enough.
And then finally, in two other sets that were announced just as we're recording this, there's two vehicle sets coming to Walmart. A Bark Speeder with Clone Trooper Buzz and an AT-RT with ARF Trooper that is all decked out in Commander Keeley's command. Kind of one of these blink and you miss them troops, but they're quick and easy repaints and exclusively available at Walmart in the U.S.
And that's the third ATRT that we've seen?
It is, yes, yeah. With an ARF trooper. So yeah. They come in all different colors.
Yep.
So yep. The original was white, the second one was brown, now this one is sort of a maroon.
Okay. There's still nothing else rumored there from the Night Sisters set, which a lot of people
nothing
were
from the Night Sisters, you're right, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sure we'll see something.
Yes. Well, we'll definitely find out. One thing we kind of skipped over in the list from Toys R Us is the Trench Run scene pack.
Oh, of course. Yes.
Yes.
We jumped right over that.
We don't know what that is.
No.
But, you know, Trench Run, I would imagine, Death Star.
X-Wings and
vehicles.
X-Wing, TIE Fighters. I mean, the price point's £130, which is, you know, probably the equivalent of $220. So I would imagine it's got an X-Wing in it. I would imagine it's got a TIE Fighter in it or a TIE, you know, something of that description.
Yeah, maybe TIE Fighter, Darth Vader's TIE Fighter.
Yeah.
Luke's X-Wing.
Yeah, sounds cool.
A Y-Wing, some pilots, some droids. Who knows? We'll hopefully find
three
out
vehicles?
At that price? Depends.
Yeah.
Depends what vehicles and what
maybe.
Figures.
Maybe.
Remember, figures are almost $10 a piece now.
True.
And vehicles are $25.
True.
So if you're going at $130, well, that's pounds. So
that's pounds, yeah. And the ultimate Boba Fett set originally was £130 in the UK here.
Okay, so that was two vehicles and five figures?
Yeah, so I'm thinking two vehicles, X-Wing, TIE Fighter, Luke, Vader, a couple of Stormtroopers or TIE Pilots.
Yeah.
Could be wrong.
No, I guess. It sounds good to me.
Yeah. I guess we'll see that and a whole lot more revealed at San Diego.
Right. Okay, so what other news do we have?
Sideshow Collectibles. A couple of products been announced from them. You can now pre-order Commander Bly 12-inch figure from the Militaries of the Star Wars collection.
Right.
And they've also revealed...
This is really nice because the deco matches the movie, but then it also comes with an alternate helmet.
Mm-hmm.
That is from the TV show.
Yeah, which I think is a really, really nice way of doing it.
No, it's smart.
It
really is. I was kind of mentioning that earlier, that they should include the alternate accessories in with the Jawa. Well, I like what Sideshow's doing with the 12-inch figure because, you know, I mean, there is an exclusive version, but for fans that just want to get the character, you don't necessarily need to buy two of the same exact figure just to get a different helmet.
Well, you know, Hasbro are doing that as well. You know, Hasbro did that with Padme in the peasant outfit, and they did that with Wicket from Return of the Jedi. And, you know, I think that's a nice way of doing it. It gives a bit of added value back.
You know, it does, and it gives you – I like getting the accessories. I mean, as long as you don't go overboard with accessories that don't make any sense.
Yeah.
But this is a nice way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what was the other reveals?
The other reveal was the San Diego Comic-Con 2011 exclusive. There's only one Star Wars exclusive this year, and it's the 12-inch clone commander wearing Phase 1 armor.
Okay, so this is the yellow flashes.
Correct. And that's going to be available to pre-order for attendees and non-attendees. The dates are up on the Sideshow website.
So this is, just to clarify again, this is Attack of the Clones. Clone Trooper, where the colors signified rank, not Revenge of the Sith and Clone Wars Clone Troopers, where colors signified groups that they were in.
Correct.
I tell you, it gets very confusing when watching the Clone Wars TV show sometimes, because it technically takes place between the two movies, and, you know, when I started seeing, you know, blue clones with stripes, I'm thinking, okay, or the flashes, I'm thinking, okay, so those are the lieutenants. Oh,
yeah.
Nope, those are the 501st Legion. Well, no, the 501st Legion was from Revenge of the Sith, so they, you know, obviously have changed things around a little.
We talked about before this brand new elite collection of statues, scale 1 to 10 from Attackus, and we've seen the Stormtrooper, Darth Vader,
and the Shadow or the Black Hole Stormtrooper come out already. And they've added to that a whole lot
of
legion, if you like, of clones. Yeah, an awful lot of clones. I think there's eight or nine clones coming out between now and the end of the year, starting with the 501st Legion clone, Commander Cody and Commander Gree. They're all available in June for around about $110, and they're all in an edition size of 1,500 pieces. And then in July, we get 41st Elite Corps Kashyyyk Trooper, along with Commander Neo. And they're both got an edition size of only 999 pieces, and they're going to be slightly more expensive at $125.
Now, are they more detailed than the others?
I couldn't really see that from the pictures. It's interesting because Commander Neo was also one of the more limited pieces when Gentle Giant did their busts a few years ago.
And they were all
so that's quite interesting.
All the clones.
Yes, yeah, you had to go all around the world to get all five. And then in October, we're getting Commander Bly, the 41st Elite Corps Coruscant Clone Trooper, and Commander Thire in Shock Trooper attire. And two of those, Commander Bly and Commander Thire, are both $110 with a limited edition size of 1,500. And the Coruscant Clone Trooper is a limited edition of 999 pieces again, with a price of $125. And then going back to their regular scale line, Attackers are releasing two versions of Commander Cody, which I found to be quite weird, really. They're releasing in May an Order 66 version, limited edition size of 750, price of $400. And then again, same edition size, same price in July, another Commander Cody, but this time in a different pose with him ready to fight.
What's the difference between the two? And I guess just the posing?
The Order 66 is holding Darth Sidious as the hologram, okay, issuing the order to kill the Jedi. And the ready to fight is, he's literally just holding guns and is ready to go on the rampage. There's plenty of characters they could choose to do both of them, or to do two Commander Codys within such a short period of time. It seems a bit strange, but nevertheless. And then from Kotobukiya, we saw these at Toy Fair. These are the new chopsticks that are coming out. They're all from Episode 3. There's three different sets, Count Dooku, Anakin Skywalker, and Obi-Wan Kenobi. And they're going to be $9.99, available later in the summer. And the silicon trays that we saw, which look great for ice cubes or for chocolate, whatever you want, really. And they're both coming out in June. That's Han Solo and R2-D2. And they're also going to be
$9.99. Yeah, those are cool. I like those.
Yeah, I want those.
So, I mean, in addition, I mean, we kind of touched on it with some of the figure lists, but in addition to all this extra news that come out, another thing that's happened recently is the Clone Wars finale.
Yes, completely.
The TV show, has ended for the year.
Season 3 has ended. We've seen the cover for the Season 3 Blu-ray and DVD box set, which features Anakin.
Yeah, I'm so excited about that.
Yeah, but you know what? You know, the covers have never been particularly amazing.
Yeah.
You know, so what did you think of Season 3?
Season 3 was quite literally all over the place. All over the place. There were some outstanding episodes, but there were a lot, especially in the first half of the season, there were a lot of episodes that really just left me cold.
Yeah.
Kind of like, what is going on with this show? I mean, we talked about it on the roundtable bit in previous shows, collector shows. However, all of that being said, since they came back with the second half of the season, it's just been getting better and better and better each and every one. It's almost like the first half of the season was a completely different show, and the second half of the season is like, all right, now here's we're getting into it. The finale was visually stunning.
Yes.
The planet with the Trandoshans, which I love the Trandoshans. I love that race. It's not Bossk, but there's people. The introduction of Chewbacca was really nice. There was a fastball special moment that if you're an X-Men fan, you'll know what I'm talking about. That was really cool. There was a lot of Easter eggs in the Trandoshan throne room.
Yep.
Kind of fun to watch, but it was weird, James, because we saw this like weeks before anybody else did.
Basically, the UK got this before the US again.
Well, yes, that's what I'm talking about, right. Right, and after they aired in the UK, like, immediately they were online.
Yes, yes.
So it was funny because I started watching it and I said, I kind of don't want to watch it because I want to see it on the, well, not the big screen, the medium-sized screen.
Yeah.
But then, you know, I mean, I have to watch it, so.
No,
I watched it, I enjoyed it, and then when it came on TV in the US, I watched it and enjoyed it all over again.
I really, really enjoyed it, and I loved, you know, some of the little nod on the Trandoshan ship, the Crystal Skull, and some of the others. Really, really nice, and very, very nicely done.
Yeah.
And for me, you know, seeing Yoda, you know, with a smile and the glint in his eye at the end of the season was a great way to end the season.
It's funny because I kind of feel like that wasn't meant to be the end of the season. Like something else should have happened that
maybe
didn't happen. And I'm specifically talking about more Savage Opress. More with this Darth Maul tease that they gave us. It's like, oh my god, we gotta wait until next season to see more of this particular storyline. I was hoping to see more of that, you know, in the finale. But you know, having Chewbacca come back, that's certainly...
I think that made up for it in some respects.
Absolutely.
And I think commercially it was the right decision to hold that back.
Well, yes. Putting out Darth Maul in the Clone Wars closer to the release of Episode 1 so kids will know who Darth Maul
correct.
Is.
Correct. It does make a lot of sense.
Because, I mean, I was thinking about this the other day, James. Darth Maul, Episode 1, that was 12 years ago.
I know. It's crazy.
I am getting old.
I know, it's crazy. I didn't have any children 12 years ago.
Yeah.
We hope you've heard our shows that we've put out regarding Toy Fair. Toy Fair was a pretty amazing experience. We saw and we met with an awful lot of companies over a very, very short period of time.
Yeah, that was 4 days of insanity, but... You know,
correct.
Also part of the fun.
Yeah, completely. So what we thought we'd do is that we'd talk about exactly what we thought, reflections on Toy Fair. But instead of just hearing Dan and I, we thought we'd invite a guest on.
Joining us now is Paul Harrison from Jedi Temple Archives. Paul, how are you doing?
Very good, Dan. How are you doing?
Good, good. Now, you were there in New York for all the insanity that was the show, right?
Yeah, I had a blast. It was great seeing everybody, and I think I was one of the few people who was jumping up and down over the Hasbro presentation. I was really excited what they had to offer and what they showed us this year. I'm a huge fan of the vintage collection. I just think that to see the official, you know, prototypes, the figures that were rumored for so long in person was just so awesome.
Yeah, no, definitely. That's a good point, because a lot of these figures, if you pay attention to the rumor lists that come out over time, they definitely are, you know, anticipated, but seeing them is exciting.
Yeah, yeah, it's a completely different experience. Yeah, yeah. So what was the thing that you were most excited to see?
To be honest, the Rebel Fleet Trooper, Bomb Vinden, you know, pretty much anything from the original trilogy, that just got my blood boiling in a good way. That, you know, I would have liked to see more Return of the Jedi figures, but, you know, anything original trilogy was good enough. I was actually pleasantly surprised with the Han Bespin. It's definitely a new take on him, so to speak, but... I think he's going to be popular. I think he's going to do well, hopefully.
Yeah.
Sort of a mix, I think, for Han, right? It's somewhat scene-specific, but it kind of has accessories from various points throughout the film.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
So what about you, Dan?
What was my personal favorite?
Yeah, from Hasbro.
You know, I'm with Paul as far as original trilogy characters are concerned.
Yeah.
But I also really liked the Captain Fordo figure that they showed.
Yeah.
I
do dig the expanded universe. So anytime that they come out with those, especially now that we've been told the expanded universe line is sort of, you know, kind of taking the back seat. Glad to see that they're at least bringing some of them out again.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Thank you, James. That was a silly omission on my part. I'm a huge lover of everything Tartakovsky, so That was my mistake for neglecting to mention Fordo. Still irritated that Hasbro will not call him Captain Fordo based on Lucasfilm's direction, but it just seems like they want to sweep that Tartakovsky series under the carpet, and I understand they're worried about taking some, you know, they don't want the two different Clone Wars series to be, you know, mixed together and gelled, but I don't know, to call it Art Trooper Commander? I don't know. He's Captain Fordo, for heaven's sakes, you know?
I agree with you. But then, you know, I think so much of what we learned from the original Clone Wars series has gone to pot that we have to accept that.
True. That's a good point.
Well, it'll always be there, right?
I mean,
you can always go back and watch it again. But, you know, the ARC Trooper Commander figure is something that they've been, like, attempting to make several times over the years, isn't it? I mean, it's just not quite... They just don't quite get it.
Yeah, they've never got it quite right.
Right, right. That's what I mean. True. Yeah. Anyway.
It looks like they did it this time, though, right? Wouldn't you say?
I'm really digging it. The image that came out a couple weeks back that showed that wave loose, it cracked me up because it showed the figure wearing both armors at the same time.
Yeah.
From phase one and phase two with the helmet sitting off to the side. And I'm like, what are you guys doing? He doesn't wear all of it at once.
Yeah, that was true.
And, you know, I'm looking back at the pictures from Toy Fair, and it's this way again.
Yeah, I think you're right, actually.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now, and he's got the shoulder pauldron and the comma, and that's not how he appeared in the series. Anyway,
it will be interesting to see if they can, if Hasbro can get these heavily into the stores, because, you know, waves four and wave six have been a bit of a chore to find right now in America, at least.
You know, I think a problem is that there's only one of each of the new figures per case, and then they're surrounded by peg warmers that we already have out.
True. And hasn't Hasbro said many times in the most recent Q&As that they're kind of directing us to go online shopping, and what I don't understand is that may have to be an alternative for us, but, you know, make the six repacks or carry forward figures, like six new repack figures that we don't have, you know, get some old figures into the vintage line, you know?
Well, it's too bad you don't see wave three.
Wave three's been brutal.
Yeah, but if we go back to Toy Fair, we are going to see quite a few of the Wave 3 figures re-released on Revenge of the Jedi cards, although not all of them.
Yeah, so Paul, what about this? We're talking about the big Death Star San Diego Comic-Con exclusive, of course.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on that? What is the fan community buzzing about this big giant set?
They're worried about how to get it back home in one piece, you know, undamaged.
Right.
I kind of like, I'm a sucker for these big, excessive kind of exclusives. So I thought it was pretty cool. I mean, I'm not excited about the little mini Salacious Crumb or the Mouse Droid, you know, that makes it exclusive to San Diego Comic-Con, but I don't know. I like the whole Death Star packaging, and I believe that there's going to be a new Rebel Commando of African descent in that pack. Is that true?
That's what they showed on
that's
the
back. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. One new figure kind of like makes it for me. I'm kind of clever.
Don't forget, Paul, that all of those 12 figures will also be available at retail as well. So the only difference between the San Diego exclusive, if you like, is purely the packaging and the two minifigures.
Right. And those figures are repacks of figures you already have.
I know.
So I got to be honest, man. I mean, this set is going to be... That's... I'm not digging it.
Huge
so
and expensive.
I'm not so excited about it. I think it looks cool. I think it's a great set for new collectors and those who are trying to track down all these Revenge of the Jedi versions, but I think Hasbro has done better exclusives in the past.
I like it, though. I do. There's something quirky about it. there's something that I like about it. I think it's a direct correlation and a direct link to just seeing a Death Star playset somewhere in the future. And you know what I'd really, really like to see is I would like to see some of these other characters, such as a Womp Rat, and, you know, there's loads that they could do on small cards. Yeah. You know, and maybe that's a whole new little subline that they could throw out once
certainly
in a while.
Better than those Force Unleashed, what do they call it, the Battle Packs that they did the one figure on. Do you remember those?
Oh, the little ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no, I know what you mean. The little Unleashed figures, were like... They were like a Big Lot and stores like that.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like $250 a piece, and they're just one little tiny figure. I know exactly what you mean. Yeah, that would be interesting.
James brings up a good point. You know, have the better quality figures on the smaller cards and, you know, make them a Walmart or Big Lots exclusive. I don't know.
Right.
You know, I mean, people like Carl have said, you know, it'd be really, really good to get some of these creatures that we don't see packed very often, like Minox and stuff like that, out. And, you know, this to me seems like a perfect way of doing that. And when we spoke to Vicky at Toy Fair and we suggested that to her, she smiled and she didn't say no, which was pretty telling to us. But, you know, they have, you know, if you look back at the last Homestead set that they put out, pretty much the only unique thing about that was the Womp Rat. But, you know, and people had to spend, you know, $40-$50 to get that one, you know, small figure. And I think it'd be really, really nice to see a whole plethora of these small little, you know, beasts and animals. And if we go back from, you know, episode 2, do you remember that, you know, we were getting Genosians with small creatures on?
The
Massives, that's it. And, you know, just creatures like that would be really, really nice to see on cards. On small cards.
The trash compactor, you could get the Dragon Snake from that Dagobah X-Wing.
Yeah.
That'd be neat.
There's loads.
Speaking of vehicles, one of the things that I've seen in the forums and commentary is that we didn't see a lot of vehicles, either new or repackaged. Some mini rigs and, of course, the big Republic attack shuttle, but not a whole lot of vehicles. Does that bode well for the vehicle line, or am I jumping the gun?
Isn't it too early to sweat that out? Comic-Con could probably bring us a whole plethora of vehicles that we don't know about yet. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is bizarre that the first half of the year doesn't have any new vehicles, but I don't know. I think it's too early to get concerned.
I tend to agree with Paul. I think that we'll see at San Diego, we'll see probably a couple of waves of new vehicles that will come out the back end of the year to tie in with the holiday season. You know, if you look back over the last few years, you know, for Star Wars collectors, we've sort of had, you know, empty shelves for the first 4 or 5 months of the year. And, you know, this year, you know, it's changed this year because we had waves 4 and 5 out in quick succession at the beginning of the year. We've had wave 6. We're now going to have a gap until we see wave 7, which is June. So it's pretty unusual for us to see, you know.
Are there any vintage collection figures just hanging on the pegs by you?
Yeah,
pretty much the whole, well, in the UK, because they're exclusive to Toys R Us, the issue is that if you go into, you know, any of the 80 Toys R Us stores, the only figures that you can't really find from Waves 1 and 2 are going to be Boba Fett.
Interesting.
Pretty much every other figure you want, you can shop around and get. But, you know, again, he was packed one per case.
Wow.
There is loads and loads of vintage Waves 1 and 2 sitting on the shelves in the UK.
My head just spins. On Hasbro, you know, they always claim they want to sell tons of figures. You know, stores say, well, Hasbro's not sending it, and then Hasbro says stores aren't ordering it. It's like this vicious circular cycle that I'm just not understanding. After being a collector for all these years, it still doesn't make sense to me why the figures are so hard to find with such a demand. I mean, Wave 3, the Return of the Jedi wave of the vintage collection, came and disappeared from my area in 2 weeks or less, and I saw plenty of shipments, and it has not returned since. And there's people who still want Gamorrean guards, they still want, you know, a Luke Jedi on the original card back. I just don't understand why. And look how hard Wave 4 is, and you know, Wave 5 has been like the heaviest wave in America, as far as I can tell. Wave 6 is very spotty right now. I just don't get it. I just don't get it.
Wave 3 for me is...
That's your
you know,
holy grail, James.
It is, and you know, fortunately, I do have a case on order from somewhere, so hopefully, I'll have that within the next couple of weeks. But you know, getting Wave 3 in the UK has been a huge mission for me. No, it's been a mission for me because I, you know, Hasbro UK said last year that you know they would endeavour to bring every wave into the UK, and bearing in mind that you know the States got Waves 3 and Waves 4 back in October. Oh. And, you know, we still haven't seen those on shelves in the UK. And I've been...
Wave 4
you know,
came out after that. That came out right after the first of the year here, followed, like, immediately
by Wave
5.
Yeah.
Which Daryl said that would happen. So
yeah, he did. He did.
you know, I'm happy to see that things are still shipping, but I would like to see them, you know, come out much faster. Well, not much.
Well,
I'd like to see them come out more often.
But Dan, nothing's come out for the last 3 weeks or 4 weeks.
But I agree with Paul in a way that I think that if they did another run of the Return of the Jedi figures, it wouldn't go amiss
at all.
Right.
Because there's still so many people that want them.
I have to wonder if they're still like en route somewhere, you know, because everybody that I talk to in other parts of the country are saying all we're seeing is waves 1 and 2, have barely seen 4, 5, and 6 now. Where is Wave 3? Because that came and went really fast. I can't believe that's all we're getting.
So don't forget as well that Wave 3 is being re-released in the States because we are getting the you are getting this. Yeah, with Wedge, you are getting this brand new assortment or revision case 11.
Yeah.
And that's due, I think, pretty much any day now.
I think it's June.
So
I think it's coming out in June, yeah.
There's a lot of
June. That's interesting.
I'm seeing on the.
But I'm concerned how plentiful that's going to be. I mean, we all collectors have to get their Wedge Antilles from that case. So
yeah,
how
only
heavy
one,
is it going
right?
to so, get? Yeah, well,
yeah,
one
there's
per
only
case.
One per case.
Ugh.
Yeah, but I think we'll see Wedge in future cases. I really hope so.
He's a collector focused figure, and they don't like to carry forward those.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, but it's the same as the Yoda that's now shipping in the Wave 5.
Yeah.
I have not seen that.
Wave 5 shipped very heavily, though.
Yeah, I have not seen Yoda yet. I've seen the other Wave 5s, but I've not seen Yoda. And I didn't even think about
that. Oh, there you go. See, that's been pretty heavy by me, Dan.
Really? I have him. I'm just saying I haven't seen him in stores. Yeah,
so back to Toy Fair.
The
demise of Galactic Heroes, a big shock to people, do you think? Do you think people have been upset by that?
Almost indifferent, James, I think. No opinion one way or the other. How about you guys?
For me, I was upset to see the line go. I think the line was a very, very strong line, and it was pretty much fan favourite. The response to everybody that we spoke to at Toy Fair is that people were really, really upset to see it go. But I have to say that the replacement, which is the New Jedi Force line, looks really, really good.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
Plus more articulation, more playability. I think it's great.
Yeah.
I'm not entirely surprised to see Galactic Heroes end. I mean, it did have a long, long run, and they hit just about every character you could possibly want. Well,
there's a few missing ones.
But I think... by restarting it over again with this whole new audience that you know, of kids that have come in from the TV show, they're really able to tap into something else for the younger fans. And basically they're wiping the slate clean and starting over, which is not a bad thing.
Yeah. And 9 years for a subline is pretty
cool. Plus the vehicles from the Galactic Heroes are still compatible with the new Jedi Force line. So.
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
That's a good point. It did have amazing longevity.
Now I've had some time to digest the BMF vehicle for this year. What does everybody think about Republic Attack Shuttle?
I think that it's more fun than I originally thought. When the news first came out and I saw some of the early leaked pictures from various European toy fairs, I wasn't overly impressed with it. But having seen it in action, what it does, and the fact that they're bringing out a playset element to it, I really like that, and I think kids are going to really get behind it.
Dan hit the point I wanted to make. I'm actually more excited for the playset aspect of it more than the vehicle. we all grew up with the vintage Star Wars line, and playsets were key, and, you know, Hasbro just doesn't have the same philosophy in the modern age. And to see this huge playset, like, that's what I saw, a playset, not a vehicle, and that is so encouraging to me. I'm really excited about that. I would like to see that kind of concept in an original trilogy kind of way, but, you know, maybe this is the stepping stone, so I'm really happy for it.
And I think if this does well, I think if the Death Star San Diego Comic-Con exclusive does well, then I think you can see where I'm going with this. I think the chances are looking very, very good that when we see A New Hope in 3D, we'll have what we want.
I hope so. I really do.
Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed.
So what about some of the other sublines that they had there, such as some of the role play stuff? Because obviously one of the big things that they pushed in the UK is this brand new child-centric lightsaber. Yeah,
that's cool. I got no issue with it. I'm not a big role play fan myself.
Yeah, it was neat. I thought it was cool. That's something I'll be purchasing, but it definitely will serve a purpose.
Yeah. It does fill a gap.
Yeah, I mean, right. I think it's good for kids to have that kind of play element in an affordable price for them. And you know, it'll be probably successful. I mean, they have the lightsabers. Let's face it, they release the same ones every single year. Just change the packaging.
Yeah, no, it's true.
There you go. True. So it's nice to see something new in that field.
Now, we touched on the Clone Wars a little bit when we were talking about the deluxe vehicles. The deluxe vehicles looked absolutely amazing, the ones that we saw.
Yeah.
They were great.
I'm a huge fan of that.
Yeah, same here. I was disappointed that we didn't see more Clone Wars figures apart from the couple of waves that we saw. And I'm guessing one of the reasons behind that is potentially they're still working on figures to get out for the latter half of the year.
You know, there was, I mean, looking back at the showroom photos, looking back at the presentation that Hasbro had, there's one figure that's in the showroom that I don't know who it is. And, well, it's an ARF trooper, and it comes on the hoverboard that Quinlan Vos has.
That's right.
And he's got some red deco on him, but I don't recognize this clone, and he's
not
listed.
Isn't that the Jet figure that got, postponed?
Well, no, Jet is the Geonosian guy with the antennas, Commander Jet.
Oh, okay.
Right? And they have that character out in the Walmart packs right now, a Special Ops clone trooper.
Gotcha.
So Commander Jet is the one with the antennas on either side. It's kind of like the Leia buns, you know? He was delayed.
Right.
I mean, I think probably the reason he was delayed was because they were doing the Target 2 packs.
I'm kind of just going through our galleries from Toy Fair.
Yep.
And just back to the vintage collection. What did you think about the 501st Trooper, Dan and James? It's kind of bizarre, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, I know where you're going with this. He's really skinny.
Yeah, and before you finish your thought, along those lines, the Episode 2 White Clone Trooper, it seems like it's a realistic version of the animated style, don't you think?
I think so.
Go
ahead. I know where you're going with this.
So I know they want to keep refreshing the line and making things better and quote unquote better and new, but there's got to be a point where they're like, man, we mastered this. Like, it feels like they're going backwards now by updating these figures. In my opinion.
Hmm.
Like the clone, I could be in the minority here, but I don't think the Episode 2 clone or the new 501st coming out is better than what we already have. But just my opinion.
I think the added articulation helps. I do like the Episode 2 clone trooper. It's got the skinny legs, which I know a lot of people have criticized on. But then I've also seen comments who say, well, the other one looked fat, so. You can't really win when it comes to this kind of stuff.
True.
But it looks to me that the 501st Clone Trooper that's coming out uses that new body. So you've got added articulation, which will be great. But also, it's what, Phase 3 Clone Trooper. So I'm sure we'll see plenty of these guys. Plenty of repaints of the Clone Trooper over the next few years.
So, moving away from Hasbro, what else did you enjoy seeing at Toy Fair?
Oh, boy. I got to see a couple more of the General Giant vintage 12-inch jumbo figures at the previews display. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, on the diamond set.
I'm totally digging those.
Paul, what did you think about Kotobukiya's display?
Oh, that was pretty amazing, wasn't it?
All the Stormtroopers lined up? I like that.
Yeah. But I got to tell you, the thing that everyone was asking them about was that Empire Strikes Back carbon freeze display, or the Bespin Gantry display.
Yeah.
And all they did was they just built it specifically for that show, you know, that their display area, and it wasn't for sale, and people were like, oh, could you make that, please?
Right.
it was awesome.
I think they will bow to peer pressure and actually make that.
Oh, it was incredible, wasn't it?
It was, and we actually got them to take it out of the glass case that it was in so that we could photograph it. We had a long chat with Shingo and others from Koto, and, you know, they pretty much reiterated exactly what you just said, that everybody had been asking them to make it, and they'd already been on the phone back to their HQ to see how feasible it was to do it. So it is something that they were going to look at doing.
People want to have, maybe not necessarily play sets, but they do want to have some kind of diorama to display their collection in.
Yeah.
And that would certainly be a really good one to have.
Yeah, no, very, very much so.
One thing about Kotobukiya is that their displays, you must be there in the flesh. I don't think any pictures I've seen with the Toy Fair coverage has captured what you actually feel by being in their display. I mean, to stand in front of all those Stormtroopers was just, it was too cool for words.
I would
not completely agree. Completely agree.
Yeah, you do have to see it, especially like the Darth Maul and the Commander Cody.
Cody was
really impressive and much bigger than, they're bigger than you think.
Yeah.
You know,
like a little bit bigger than a 12-inch figure, smaller.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, the Artifex Plus statues are much, much smaller. The Cody and the Darth Maul are actually in scale of what they're used to doing, but I think the Artifex are scale 1 to 10.
Okay.
I think I'm right in that. It's a completely different scale. Brand new scale for
Did you feel like Cody was the wrong color orange, or is that just my crazy eyes?
I don't know the answer to that, because if you're going by the Hasbro figure, I mean, orange is all over the place. It's all over the place with that. Plus, you've got, if you look back at the pictures now, you've got the terrible lighting from the convention hall that's going to affect everything. Yeah. So it is something you have to see in person. And remember, too, this was a prototype, so it may change.
True.
Yeah.
True. One thing that I didn't hear... one thing that I was shocked this year was how Sideshow Collectibles has seemed to completely disassociate themselves with the Toy Fair event. I think that they're trying to distance themselves from the idea of being a toy company, and I was very disappointed that they had no online event to show off some new products.
That's true.
The first it happened, I think.
Yeah, but don't forget that they did do quite a big reveal over the Christmas period when they did their 12 Days of Christmas, and they did actually reveal quite a lot of new Star Wars products over that time.
Right.
So maybe for them, they felt that that was the equivalent of them exhibiting at Toy Fair. But, you know, there are two big companies missing from Toy Fair. And it's interesting that you brought Sideshow up, but also, you know, Gentle Giant weren't there either. Yes, you know, they had a very, very small presence on the Diamond booth, on the previous booth, but, you know, that was pretty much it. And Dan and I, actually spoke, at length during Toy Fair, whether that potentially hurts their business.
Mm. Do you think it does?
I think because they are more direct sales, you know, you order
from
a website, they don't necessarily need to go out and appeal to the retailers, which is really what Toy Fair is all about, is getting the stores to come in, the representatives to come in and do the buying. I don't think companies like Sideshow and Gentle Giant need to worry about that, because they just sell them directly to their members.
Maybe.
They're not available in stores.
You know. See, in the UK, they are available in stores. They are available, online from quite a lot of retailers. They're available in all the Forbidden Planet stores. So maybe it's a slightly different model in the UK, because obviously we're much, much smaller than the States. I don't know. It's interesting. Over here, both of those brands are represented by a company called Amerang. So Amerang has the sole rights to distribute both brands in the UK. And at the UK Toy Fair, on the Amerang stand, they didn't have either of the products as well. So I actually spoke to Amerang about that, and I said, well, how comes, you know, you haven't brought anything this year, where in previous years you had bought product from both of them? And they just said that it wasn't something that they were focusing on this year, which was quite surprising.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of streamlining going on.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. For me, I was gobsmacked that the only Savage Press figure that we saw, or the only Savage Press product that we saw, was on the Lego stand. We didn't see him anywhere else.
Right. You're right.
And I just find that completely, completely bizarre. Unless, you know, we're going to be blasted with products, you know, from Hasbro and others at San Diego. But we didn't see anything. We didn't see Zip from any other company at all.
I mean, just my own personal thoughts is that we'll be seeing more Savage coming up at San Diego for the fall, for season four, closer to the release of The Phantom Menace, because, I mean, if you watch the show, the story seems to be going that we're going to be getting Darth Maul. And that would be great.
Hasbro has claimed that they don't see the Clone Wars episodes too far in advance. I mean, that should have something to do with the delay, wouldn't you say?
Maybe not the episodes, but they do see the character designs.
They do see the character keys.
Okay, so they do have more time than they're claiming.
Well, also, as we've seen with like the ARC Trooper I was talking about earlier, a lot of times they'll change it, too. And if you look back even from when there's a movie year, the line comes out, you've got action figures that have no resemblance to what's actually seen on screen because things have changed. And sometimes I often say to myself, I'd rather see them not release an action figure line until like 6 months afterwards. But of course, they're not going to do that. But, you know, and it just gives them a chance to just update it in the future.
And correct potential mistakes, I guess.
Yeah. Or you can get something like, you know, Commander Cult on a single card. Oh, we're just going to repaint him to be more screen accurate.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What else did you guys like from Toy Fair?
Paul?
I'm thinking.
Okay. I'm really looking forward to the Jazzwares Spy Gear line. That was pretty fun, I think. That was fun. Paul, did you see them?
No, that doesn't even sound familiar to me.
Oh, yeah. They had a whole new line over there, and it was like the Bounty Hunter spy gear that they wear. So it's sort of like a mask that you wear was it a voice changer mask, James, or like a breath mask?
It was very, very cool.
The coolest thing was the Sith probe droids that are like room warning sensors, you know, like motion sensors. You put them in the corners of your room. If anybody comes into your room, they beep and make noise and stuff.
That's cool. Yeah,
I think that line's going to be really, really popular.
I'm going to have to catch up on that line. I don't know about it.
The other things for me, I quite like the look of the Meons. I think that's going to be a nice, innovative Star Wars product that we've, you know, not seen before. So I think that looks quite interesting. And I think that'll brighten up a lot of kids' rooms and also a lot of adult collector rooms, too. So what did you think of the Lego lineup?
I never was into Legos even as a kid, but I just think what they create is just amazing. They just make some brilliant stuff. I wish I could collect them. They're a little bit out of my price range for what they are. You know, they're square that you pay a lot of money for, but they just create some amazing things out of those bricks.
Yeah, I was blown away by some of it. I especially liked the Savage Press figure with the speeder that splits off, so you can, you know, you can have a couple of different speeders and it adds additional play value. And I have to say, those pod racers look awesome.
Yeah.
Those are very
cool. And this stuff is done so well that you just enjoy every license that they have. They just do such a great work.
Yeah, completely. I think overall it was a good show. I think there was a lot of new licensees, a lot, you know, as we've said, that it was a shame that Gentle Giant and Sideshow weren't there themselves to show anything off. I think what we're seeing from Hasbro is lighter than previous years, and I think that's, you know, a lot to do with the economy, because they don't want to put too much stuff out. But, you know, they've given us big hints at what we will see later on in the year in terms of the deleted figure line, which will be vintage carded figures, but from the various deleted scenes that we'll see are
that
in the Blu-ray
set. That I'm
curious
about.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm really, really curious about that.
I have a question for you. Did you call any rumors about the next Ewok that they'll be attacking? Because you know, I'm a huge Ewok fan, and Low Gray is just making my mouth water. But have you heard anything beyond Low Gray?
I think Lumet is an inevitable repaint. I think Tebow is another one that I don't think needs to be revisited, but I'm pretty sure it will be at some point.
Just for scale reasons, and, right?
Right, and we know that Nissa was planned to come with Wicket, so she's still out there.
Well, I think that's going to be the next one, to be honest with you, because it's ready.
That's true. That's a good point, James.
Yeah.
Which would be pretty nice.
I personally don't think Chirpa needs to be redone. I think the Saga Collection one stands up pretty nicely, but I know there are fans.
Yes, so do I.
We went through that with our repack, what the heck do we call it, the Greatest Hits poll. Yeah, there was a lot of debate over that, you know, who should be eligible for that type of thing. And it's so funny because some of the winning characters are part of the Revenge of the Jedi series. So the TIE fighter pilot, the B-wing pilot, those were high-ranking ones, and they're coming out now. So that's kind of cool.
I'll tell you, I do not like that TIE fighter pilot figure. I think I'm in the minority, but I do not
No,
like
I know you don't. We've talked about this before. I know.
Why don't you like it, Paul?
I kind of love him from the waist up. I those legs drive me insane. They're so close together, okay. And you know, he's top heavy, little skinny feet. You know, I believe he's accurate, but that's a figure that's going to definitely need ball jointed hips so you can give him a better center of gravity to stand him up.
Yeah,
I think if they swapped out the TIE fighter legs for, say, the Imperial guy, just one of the ones that they've done already. I was thinking the Imperial scanner crew, but yeah, the AT-AT driver would work as well. That would be, you know, that would be fine. But I mean, I've said this before, I'll say it again. TIE fighter pilot sits in a TIE fighter. He doesn't need ankles.
Yeah, not completely
but,
agree.
But
I agree there, Dan. He doesn't have to have articulated ankles, but his legs are just too close together.
Yeah, he does have the standing at attention stance. He's got that down. He's got that down.
Yeah. Before we let you go, Paul, there was an announcement that was that came out after Toy Fair, which I found very, very peculiar. Because to me, this would have made a lot of sense that we actually, you know, this was unveiled during the Hasbro presentation. And this was the Darth Maul packaging changes.
For 2012.
Yeah.
Oh, please let me be a good boy and don't ask me to comment on that.
No, go on. I'm bringing it up so that you can comment.
I am devastated over that packaging. I cannot stand it.
Why?
I don't even think I could give you a good reason, James. I'm so addicted.
It doesn't mean the vintage.
I'm sorry. I'm so addicted to vintage that any chance of a vintage slipping away and going into, even if it's just the Saga Legends line, I don't know. But with you know, the corner with an original trilogy figure, like say they reissue Bossk in the Saga Legends line and Darth Maul's in the corner. I don't know. I don't even like the artwork of Darth Maul. It doesn't look like the movie character to me either.
I think it's strange that they revealed this so early. I mean, we're talking 2012 before we see this.
Yeah, true.
And it seems like it's really, really early to say, hey, here's the new packaging that we're not going to be actually in stores for another year. I mean,
San Diego would have been the perfect time to unveil this. They didn't need to do it 2 weeks after Toy Fair.
you guys like the packaging, or am I the crazy person here?
I think it makes sense in terms of Saga Legends and the Clone Wars line, bearing in mind that Darth Maul is going to be, a central character in Season 4. It's a guess, but I think it's an accurate guess. It makes some sense to go down that road. If you look at the packaging now, where we've got Captain Rex, you know,
that
fits as well.
Bugs me.
Well, I just like Captain Rex on my original trilogy stuff, too.
Thank you.
Yeah. I understand what you're saying, but in lieu of anything else, I would say it's safe to say that if the if we're going to see a film released every year for the next 6 years, starting in 2012, then I think we'll see a line refresh during those 6 years to reflect whichever film is out at that time.
Right.
What I think is going to be very confusing. I've gotten used to the character portraits in the corners. So if I'm scanning the pegs, looking at the cards that are lined up, you know, I was like, oh, okay, well, there's Han Solo, there's Chewbacca, there's Luke, there's Obi-Wan, there's Anakin, there's Darth Vader. So now I'm going to see Darth Maul everywhere. I'm going to assume that they're all Darth Maul. I mean, it's an homage to the Episode One line that, you know, was in 1999. So I get that. Episode One is coming back in theaters, so they want to tie into that. I get that. I'm just...
Right.
I would rather not have a character portrait in my top corner unless it's the figure that I'm buying.
Agreed.
Yeah, I hear you, but I think that they're trying to appeal to kids as well, and they're, you know, trying to come up with a general look for the whole line.
I don't know.
But is Darth Maul that character? That's my question.
Darth Maul. He's very visually cool looking. But what did he do? He showed up, he chased some people around, and got cut in half.
The only other character you could have from Episode 1 is Anakin. And, I think that Episode 2, I'll be gobsmacked if we don't see a clone again. For Episode 3, we'll see Vader. Episode 4, I guess we'll see Luke. I'm just following this through.
I didn't even think about that, James. That's a good point.
Episode 5...
Episode 5, I've been thinking about that one. I don't know.
Boba Fett, but I mean, good lord, we just had Boba Fett everywhere for Celebration 5. Can imagine.
Yeah, and we've got Boba Fett coming back out again as the mail away for the fall, which again I think is crazy.
Oh,
I think there are plenty of other mail away figures that we could be getting.
Which we haven't actually seen the figure for it. It's just the cart.
You think the artwork's going to change every year?
I think so, because Darth Maul's going to... Yeah, Darth Maul's going to look pretty stupid on a Attack of the Clones or Revenge of the Sith card.
Darth Maul's going to look stupid when they release, you know, Bomb Din Din in the Saga Legends line.
True. I think we're all jumping to some conclusions here, because all we know at the moment is that it is going to go to the Clone Wars line. We're guessing it's going to go to Saga Legends. I'll be surprised if it didn't.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Maybe that's why they released it so early, so that everybody could complain about it.
Scream and shout.
As us Star Wars fans are wont to do.
The consensus of opinion on the packaging is that it's fine for Clone Wars potentially, but it's not fine for Saga Legends, and obviously we want Vintage to continue for as long as possible.
Yeah.
I would love to see Vintage continue pretty much just from now on.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
And I also hope... And this is just me, because someone that's maintaining an archive of this, I hope they keep the numbering going. I want to see Vintage figure number 100. I want to see 101, 102. Just keep it going. Kids don't know about numbering. They just know, oh, look, there's Captain Rex.
I got to tell you, one of the cool things about the Saga collection in 2006, 2007 was the numbering system and the color coding. That was great. And to see it die at Saga 074, you know, it could have gone forever. And now it's be the best packaging. Let the Vintage Collection do that. Let's keep it going. I agree with that.
Exactly. Keep it going.
As long as we keep buying it, then I think they will. Well, thank you very, very much, Paul, for taking some time out and joining Dan and I here at the Force Cast Collector's Edition.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a blast.
Absolute pleasure. And we look forward to seeing you maybe at San Diego.
We'll see. I would love to.
Thanks again for being on the show. As James just said, this has been great, and it's fun to see what other fans besides ourselves have to say about Toy Fair and what we saw. Great.
Cool. All right, we'll catch up with you soon.
All right, thanks, guys.
So should we talk about some reviews?
Oh, yeah. There have been two new waves that have hit stores in the U.S. recently. Vintage Collection Wave 6 and Clone Wars Wave... Oh. I don't even know anymore, to tell you the truth. It's what? The second,
it's confusing.
The second wave,
it's very, very confusing.
Of 2011. Here's
okay.
The thing.
Yeah,
the Clone Wars toy line has been around for a few years now. I wish we had talked about this when Paul was on, because Paul refers to each of the years as a season. So the ARC Trooper helmet that came out in 2008 is season one. The red and white line from 2009 is season two. The Blue Skies version that we're having now is season three. So he's actually quite upset that we're not getting a season four. And we talked about this offline, off the air, and I said, you know, that's funny that you say that, because I look at it completely different. I look at it as one overall line, and it's broken down into different years, obviously, because they do the numbering over again. But not this year. Not this year. This year they're still continuing.
Yes.
So it's very confusing.
It's the first year.
And every year – they start over. Hasbro's internal numbering system is Wave 1 in January. And this year, it's the same, but the numbering didn't change. Anyway, the Clone Wars line is very confusing, because also, when a line starts over again, half the wave is made up of repacks from the previous year. So do you count that as a wave? Do you count that as like a 0.5 type of thing? It's really strange, because on their presentations, Hasbro only shows you the new figures that are coming out. So them, Wave 1 for 2010 was all the new figures, but there was a whole bunch of repacks. Anyway, it just makes your head crazy, and this is one of the things that I have to deal with.
I think there's a good reason for the repacks, because obviously we're seeing Yoda.
I'm not saying that they shouldn't do it. I'm saying trying to keep track of the wave numbers is really difficult at this point. Whatever. We'll get to that in the review itself, I suppose.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, we'll start with Clone Wars. Clone Wars Wave whatever features five new
wave two.
There you go. Features five new figures. Ahsoka in her new outfit, so she's more mature.
Yep.
She's got the double lightsabers, and then she also comes with the double lightsaber hilts that plug into her belt, which is really interesting, and I like the way that happens. So you can either have the lightsabers and go in your duel, or you can put them on her belt and she can walk around. She's
That's nice.
Got all the super articulated points with the exception of hips, but she didn't have them last time either. She doesn't have articulated ankles, which we were talking earlier. That's sort of a pet peeve of some collectors. I think Jedi characters should have ankles, so I would have to agree with that. For her, she should. She should. I bet you will at some point. Also in this wave is the new look for Anakin Skywalker, who, as we know from season three, he's moving closer to how he appeared in episode three. This figure is kind of the same as Ahsoka in that he should have all of the super articulated points, and he doesn't. And he also comes with the plastic skirt, which kind of limits his movement somewhat. And interestingly, he comes with a lightsaber that has a peg. So it's you know, the same lightsaber that Luke uses in episode 4 and 5, but it has a peg on the end of it to plug into his belt, which is strange because there's no hole in his belt. And honestly, I think he should come with the hilt and the saber itself, just like Ahsoka did. It's strange.
It seems like they've put all their money into Ahsoka. And
yeah. Well, I'll tell you, they probably put all their money into the next figure, which is the Aqua Droid. I love this guy.
Yeah.
He's got tons of articulation, tons of cool features. He doesn't have a lot of accessories, but he's got a lot of hidden hidden features. His neck moves up and down. He's got ball joints everywhere. His feet fold in on themselves so he can make like little flippers when he's in the water. Very, very cool. I like the way that they did that.
But he doesn't stand too well.
I've seen reports of that he doesn't stand too well. I've not had a problem having him stand, but I don't pose him crazy positions either, so I don't know. I kind of had him stand up. I took the pictures, and, you know.
Cool.
I don't know. I kind of like him.
Okay.
The other two in the wave are LS, which is an Arcona bounty hunter that was part of the season premiere. The design of the character is very much like he appeared on screen. I mean, he's cool, you know. what can I say?
Yeah,
he's an alien bounty hunter. That's cool. He's not as articulated as some of the other characters, but you know, he's a good one. And then the final one is Clone Commander Wolf, which is a kitbash figure from various parts of other clones. But this is the Filoni's group, right? Yeah. So he's significant in that regard. He works with Plo Koon, right? Wolf.
Yes.
Wolf
but his
group, which is Filoni's favorite Jedi. So.
And if you take the helmet off, do we see Jimmy or Jason? Or?
No.
okay.
But those are the Clone Wars characters that are coming out in stores now, if you're lucky to find them. But again, they are shipping very limited numbers, and the rest of the case assortment is repacks from previous waves.
Yeah, now it's bizarre, because in this case assortment, you're also getting the brand new Obi-Wan Kenobi, and his pack two to a case.
Obi-Wan Kenobi is starting to become a peg warmer around me, so...
I know.
Kind of strange that they would keep releasing him, except, you know, I think since he's a main character, obviously they want to keep him in circulation.
Yeah, but you know, to me it makes a lot of sense in this particular assortment to put two Anakins, two Ahsokas, and two Obi-Wan, because those are, you know, core characters. So, confused. But
I don't know. I personally would like to see, whenever there's a new figure, it comes two per case. Because if stores, honestly... Let's face it, some stores are just swimming in this stuff right now because they don't know any difference.
Yes.
They're like, well, I'm not going to order Clone Wars because we've got a whole bunch of Clone Wars right here. So they'll order one case, put it out on the shelves. One guy happens to come into the store, he buys all the new ones. Now everybody else is left with the repacks that they're already seeing for months. It's very strange how this distribution and case assortments work, in my opinion.
Mm. Yeah, no, I completely agree. Completely agree.
But, you know, that's that. In the vintage collection, this is the wave that you saw for the first time in the UK Toy Fair.
Yes, this was the wave that we exclusively revealed at Jedi News for the UK Toy Fair this year. Some really, really great figures in here.
Yeah. The first figure in the wave is very... It's not one that I would have thought that they would have done. But... The execution is phenomenal, I think.
Superb.
It's Luke Skywalker from his Dagobah landing. So the split second that he crash landed the X-Wing on the swamp planet, jumped out of the ship, took off his helmet, and walked to shore, that's him. And, they've taken the snowspeeder pilot, Luke Skywalker, and used that as the base, the one from a couple years back. Yep. And they gave him new forearms instead of gloves. They gave him a new head instead of the pilot head piece that they wear.
I don't know what that's actually called.
I do, but I can't think of it at the moment. And they gave him a new skirt that includes a holster to put his gun, which is very cool. And also on that skirt has a hole to plug in his lightsaber, which they didn't have with the snowspeeder pilot. So I'm really happy they did this. Yep. Personally, I mean, it's the snowspeeder pilot, Luke. You know what you're getting. The arms are very long in relationship to his body, but that's because of the articulation, I think, because of the forearms replacing the gloves.
Yeah.
And the orange color is very different from the snowspeeder pilot, which I find strange. And frankly, I think...
Yeah.
I think that... Luke, for having just jumped into a swamp bog, he's very clean. I think he should be very dirty than the figure actually is. But I mean, don't let that dissuade you from getting this guy. This is a very cool action figure. Very cool version. The next one is the Clone Trooper from Attack of the Clones, and they basically just went back to the drawing board with this guy. This is the what I'm calling the ultra articulated Clone Trooper. He's good, just ball hinged everywhere. It's great.
Fantastic.
Some people have complained about the skinniness of the character, but then I've also seen comments where people were complaining about the thickness of the old version. It's been a while since they've done a new Clone Trooper body because, I mean, frankly, the clones from Episode 2 and 3 use the same body pretty much. The helmet, change the head.
It's just the armor that changes,
This one, really, I think it's a great figure. Removable helmet. One thing that I find interesting, and a lot of people have asked about this, the figure itself seems to be taking inspiration from the Clone Wars line, as far as the wrists being articulated. One of them bends one way, the other bends another way, so he can hold the rifle in his hands. And some people have wondered that this might be the first of the realistic Clone Wars figures that we've heard about.
Well, Daryl actually told us that those were coming.
Right.
He actually confirmed that we would be seeing those.
I don't know that this is that, you know, what this is supposed to be, but there's definitely been some inspiration, I think, taken from the Clone Wars series, where the clones are actually very skinny in the show. Okay. But, I mean, by all means, don't let that deter you. This is a great figure because also he comes with the rifle, which for some reason the Clone Trooper since 2003 has been coming with his little dinky blaster pistol. And I don't know, I saw Attack of the Clones a bunch of times. They all had rifles. So
it's
good that he's got the rifle again.
But then they did sort of make up with that when you bought your Saga Legends figure. Because you had, you know... Yeah, exactly.
The third figure in this wave is the AT-RT driver, and honestly, I didn't think that this was necessary.
But I tend to agree with you.
This figure is great. It really is. Mm-hmm. When you hold the two up next to each other, the Revenge of the Sith from 2005 figure and this one, I mean, the inaccuracies really stand out. And this one has, like, removable helmet. He comes with multiple points of articulation. He comes with the rifle I talked about. Oh, and I forgot to mention, the rifle has some extra paint deco on it in the Clone Trooper and the AT-RT driver because it's the same weapon. Very cool.
Yeah.
And then he's got another kind of rifle that's strapped across his shoulder, which has a removable strap. I mean, the detail on this, it's really nice. And, very cool, a brand new Clone Trooper head. Which is a long time coming because they've been using that one from 2002 a lot over the years. So we're getting a lot of different Clone Trooper heads in these newer figures in vintage, which, again, I have to think is inspired by the Clone Wars TV show.
Yeah, I think this is the 12th or 13th different one we've had on a regular carded figure. Forget the Clone Wars line.
The head sculpt. Interesting.
Yes.
So, I mean, there's a lot of different ones now, which is really cool. Okay, moving on. Okay, so the next figure in this wave is General Lando Calrissian. And classic Kenner Star Wars fans may recall this character known as Lando Calrissian General Pilot. So they've changed the name, which is fine. I don't particularly have an issue with that. And that was one of the very few Power of the Force figures from the original Kenner Star Wars line. And this does not have a Power of the Force card back. This is the generic Return of the Jedi card that they have stuck with a while. So we don't get the little slot for the coin. And I have to think that's because, you know, they just did the coins a couple years ago, and they're certainly not going to go back and try and do that again with the extra expense. But this General Lando... Holy cow, lots of articulation, lots of great paint apps, got cool accessories, so the holster and the blaster is removable, so I'm pretty certain we're going to see this body reused at some point for another rep, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
And I think by looking at the pictures that the legs are reused for the upcoming Bespin Han Solo. Yeah,
which makes sense.
They're just generic legs with boots, you know, and they got the stripe down the side, so that would be perfect. I like that they are sticking true to vintage by giving him a cloth cape. However, it's very long.
Yeah.
And the one deterring factor is the a big giant elastic band that they're using to keep the cape together. I think if they had done a plastic clasp similar to what they had done in the past with previous figures, that might have been a better option. But, I mean, who knows? Maybe it was an expense reason. But it does kind of take away from the figure a little bit, I think. But
Still probably my favorite figure from the way.
I mean, the sculpting is dead on, I think. The articulation is great, like I was saying before, and the paint apps are really nicely done. It's just the cape kind of kills it a little bit.
Yeah.
But anyway, the next figure is Weequay, the Skiff Master. Now that we've seen a lot of Weequays over the years, there's been a few for the what they call the Weequay Hunter, which was the vintage figure in the Power of the Force 2 figure. Been a Weequay drummer named Akrev. There's been a couple of Weequay Jedi over the years, Master Sev and Sora Bulk. Yeah. Now we're getting Weequay as the Skiff Master, which is a very fan-demanded character to have, and I like that Hasbro is doing that. They're going into what the fans have been requesting and giving us something a little bit different. And this one is fun because it fills a need for Jabba's goons, and I love having Jabba's goons. I love having the aliens from the original trilogy. Comes with a force pike, comes with a blaster that comes out of his holster in his belt, which is really cool. I don't know. I really don't have a lot of bad things to say about it. The shoulders, the way that they chose to articulate it so they still have the ball hinged, it does look a little strange if you bend it a certain way because he's got a very big, puffy jacket. But the other option would have been, I suppose, to make him swivel shoulders, and I don't think that would fly in this day and age. Yeah,
no, fair enough.
But, you know, hey, this is great. Pick this up for your Skiff Guard designs or dioramas. Then the last figure is actually my personal favorite for this wave, surprisingly so, because he's kind of a not really a big character. It's Phi-X Search, the Jedi Knight. Now, the original version of this was released in 2002 as generic Nikto Jedi.
That's right.
So what they've done is they've taken this character again and revisited him, gave him super articulation, cloth skirt, the two lightsabers I was talking about earlier, and then this fantastic Jedi robe that's all tattered and torn and frayed.
I do like that.
Really, really cool, and be a great addition to your Geonosis arena displays. A kind of, again, like I said, a surprising character to have included, but the head sculpt is so good that I hope they take this and reuse it for some of the other Nikto that we've seen, especially in Jabba's goons, Jabba's palace and his
stuff. Yep.
One thing that I did want to mention, I kind of forgot. One strange thing about the Clone Troopers, the card back. The idea behind the packaging is that they show the first time the figure has been available on a card. And that's sort of like the history of the Star Wars line. And for the Clone Trooper, they're showing the wrong figure. And not only are they showing the wrong figure, because the first time a Clone Trooper was available on a card was back in the Power of the Jedi line. And what they're showing is a white Clone Trooper on the Saga card back, which doesn't actually exist. Because the Clone Trooper on the Saga card back had the red flashes, which means he's a Clone Trooper captain. And this, I don't know, it was kind of strange that to see this on here. I doubt they're ever going to fix that, but it is definitely worth noting.
Yeah. They are dropping the ball on some of these, and they seem to be fairly silly mistakes.
Yeah, it's almost like they're going through it too quickly and nobody's checking the history of it. And that's kind of a shame because there's, you know, a lot of affection for this line, and having, you know, little mistakes like this sort of kind of takes away from it, if you ask me.
Yeah, especially when it's, you know, as you say, the history of the whole line.
I mean, you've got an opportunity. Anyway, that's a real quick review. I mean, all the figures have been photographed and reviewed already on Rebel Scum, but now we put them in the show, and you can check them out there if you choose.
Now, you've been catching up on Rebel Scum in terms of the photo archives on the deluxe figures for the Clone Wars or the mini rigs, whatever you want to call them.
Yes, I have. I've been catching up with the Clone Wars line of figures with the battle packs and the deluxe vehicle and figure sets, what we like to call the mini rigs. And by the end of, probably by the time this show comes out, I'll have been caught up with most of the Clone Wars series, but also some of the realistic ones, too. So I've got the Hoth sets from Target from last year coming up, Jabba the Hutt set from Walmart coming up, the Toys R Us exclusive Endor pilots. So
cool.
Yeah, a lot of photography, a lot of, you know, edition, but that's part of the fun. You know, everything got interrupted when Vintage Wave 6 became available, because, hey, when Vintage comes out, man, I drop everything and I focus on that.
Makes complete sense. If you've got any questions or want to get in contact with Dan and I at any time, then you can throw us an email to collecting@forcecast.net. Anything else from you, Dan?
No, that's pretty much it. Looking forward to seeing what else is coming up before San Diego Comic-Con.
So that's it from us. It's good night from me.
Yeah, good night from me, and another long week ahead of us.
Yes. May the Force be with you, and we will see you next month. Yeah,
that's for sure.
Bye.
This podcast is not endorsed by Lucasfilm Limited or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The official Star Wars site can be found at www.starwars.com. Star Wars, all names and sounds of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars-related items, are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content of this podcast is the intellectual property of TheForce.net, LLC, unless otherwise indicated.